Corner, Cocaine, Antidepressants, Booze and Dayton Gunman's System. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 15, 2019. Montgomery County Coroner Dr. Kent Harshbarger indicated that Dayton, Ohio, gunman had cocaine, antidepressants, and alcohol in his system when he carried out his August 4, 2019, attack. The Associated Press reported Harshbarger indicating that a pipe device and a clear baggie carrying cocaine was found on Bett's body after the shooting, as well. Harshbarger was able to confirm that the 9 victims in the shooting were killed by the gunman and, therefore, did not die as a result of officers' response to the gunman's attack. He noted that 2 of the victims were struck by police fire, but those rounds were not fatal. Rounds from the gunman caused the deaths. The Dayton gunman was shot by police about 24 times with wounds mostly to his upper torso and lower extremities. On August 12, 2019, Breitbart News reported that 24-year-old Ethan Colley was arrested after allegedly buying the rifle parts that were assembled and used in the Dayton attack. Colley was not arrested for buying the gun parts per se, but for allegedly lying on the background check form when asked about marijuana use. Law enforcement made clear there was nothing keeping the Dayton shooter from passing a background check to acquire the gun parts himself. However, the gunman wanted to hide the parts and assembled weapon from his parents. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.